In the name of the one true living God, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He made us and made all things, visible and invisible. He upholds us and all things by the word of his power. Dear listening friends, the word gospel occurs 93 times in the Bible, all in the New Testament, which was recorded originally in the Greek language. The Greek word for gospel is evangelion. It means good news, which produces relief, contentment, peace, and joy. The New Testament is usually viewed as one book containing the gospel. The first part of the Bible is called the Old Testament. It contains 39 books. The second part is the Gospel, which contains the 27 books of the New Testament. So, only the New Testament is considered the Gospel, even though the Old Testament includes a great deal of good and cheerful news. Such good news contained in the Old Testament actually predicts and points to what was to take place and to be recorded in the New Testament or the Gospel itself. The second chapter of the Apostolic Letter to the Church in the city of Ephesus begins by telling us what made the good news needed and necessary. The fact is that without it, the human state is both miserable and hopeless. This apostolic letter to the Ephesian believers speaks of what all of humanity suffers from without the good news. Believers are told, "And you are dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind." Dear listeners, while the gospel message is good news, humanity's natural state of affairs without it is described in this passage in extremely sad terms. It is first described as dead in trespasses and sins. Humanity's state of deadness is abundantly obvious. The reality of physical death is indisputable. Death is all around us. Human bodies are subject to illness, killing, or aging. Sooner or later, our bodies lose all sign of life. They simply die, and unless artificially preserved, they gradually decay and become part of the dust of the earth from which they were originally formed. From our conception and birth, we receive bodies which are by nature subject to death. King David was well aware of this and expressed it so clearly in the 51st Psalm. He says, "Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." Our text gives the reason for our death. It speaks of being dead in trespasses and sins. This takes us back to the very beginning of human existence. First Adam was given a perfect and immortal human soul. It was granted to him by divine breath. He was given an image of likeness to his gracious Creator. This connected him directly to the goodness and holiness of the true living and life-giving God. Adam, the father and founder of our human race, however, was clearly warned about the consequences of separating himself from the Lord. We read in the second chapter of the first book of the Bible, the book of Genesis. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "You may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." The fact is that Adam was tempted to doubt the words of the gracious Creator. He followed the counsel of the evil one and rebelled against the Lord's instruction. He trespassed the divine commandment. He became a sinner, and his divinely granted soul fell from its original created state of holiness and goodness. Adam chose to separate his humanness from the gracious, loving Creator. Consequently, he and all his descendants became spiritually dead. Friends, what we read in the letter to the church at the city of Ephesus clarifies the matter further. It takes us back to what happened with our first father. He followed the corrupting world and life view of the evil one. It says that human deadness in trespasses and sins is the result of following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience. So the deadness from which our humanity suffers continues to be the result of a world and life view which is opposed to the goodness and holiness of God. This is exactly the reason that death and deadness continue to dominate our world and humanity today. It's a world and life view of selfishness, self-seeking, and self-centeredness. The course of our world continues to be that which is directed by the one described as the prince of the power of the air. Yes, he is the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience. This is exactly which stands behind human deadness. It brings about all the instruments of decay and death. It brings about deadening bacteria and viruses. It causes strife, quarrels, violence, wars, and murders. Friends, thanks be to God for the coming of the promised Christ, the new Adam, who brings about justice, holiness, righteousness, peace, and joy. By his triumph over sin, Satan, the corrupted spirit of the world, and death itself, he offers our humanity new life. That is why the apostolic teaching goes on to assert that even when we were dead in our trespasses, God made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.